This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Tesla is reportedly dropping its plan to build a $25,000 EV. I'm Imran Shaikh, and yeah, I'm pretty shook up from that earthquake yesterday. Hope you're all okay, but you best believe you're still getting your daily crunch. So Apple is laying off 614 employees in California after abandoning its electric car project. According to the WARN notice posted by California, Apple notified the affected employees on March 28th, and the changes will go into effect on May 27th. Affected employees worked at 8 locations in Santa Clara, roughly 45 miles south of San Francisco. Although the notice doesn't specify which projects the employees were working on, Bloomberg reports that most of the affected employees were working at buildings related to its canceled car project, while others were working at a facility for its next-generation screen development. Apple wound down both of these projects toward the end of February. The company started working on its car project, known internally as Project Titan, in 2014, and told employees that it was canceling it on February 27th. The layoffs mark Apple's first major round of job cuts post-pandemic. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Speaking of cars that will no longer exist, Tesla is reportedly abandoning its plan to build a lower-cost EV thought to cost around $25,000, according to Reuters, despite that vehicle's status as a pivotal product for the company's overall growth. The company will instead focus its efforts on a planned robo-taxi that is being built on the same small EV platform that was also supposed to power the lower-cost vehicle. Tesla CEO Elon Musk claimed, without proof, what a shock there, that Reuters is lying in a post on his social media platform X and, of course, did not dispute any specific details. He also responded with an eyes emoji to another post that effectively summed up the Reuters report in different words. Tesla has reportedly been working on these two vehicles for a few years, but Musk has wavered on whether to prioritize a typical car or one with no steering wheel or pedals, despite not having yet produced a fully autonomous car. Amazon has quietly introduced a special store called Bazaar in India, featuring affordable and trendy fashion and lifestyle products as it ramps up efforts against Walmart-owned Flipkart and Reliance's Ajio, which have made deeper inroads in the Indian fast fashion market. The world's largest e-commerce firm has rolled out the new store on its India Android app. Amazon began recruiting sellers for the new store in February, TechCrunch previously reported, promising them hassle-free delivery, zero referral fees, and access to a vast customer base. The growing popularity of affordable fast fashion is increasingly driving purchases on many Indian shopping apps, making it crucial for Amazon to have a strong play in a category where it has traditionally struggled in the country, according to brokerage firm Bernstein. India is a key overseas market for Amazon, which has invested more than $11 billion in the country to date. Despite the company's cloud unit, AWS, maintaining its market-leading position in India, Amazon's e-commerce arm holds the second spot behind Flipkart. And producer Dennis is already out on the hunt for Monday's eclipse, so I've got today's startup news in about 1 minute. Varta Space Industries has closed a massive tranche of funding just weeks after its first drug manufacturing capsule returned from orbit. The company's $90 million Series B round marks an inflection point for the company, which is now gearing up to scale from the initial demonstration mission to a regular set of missions carrying customer payloads. And Belgian startup RoboVision has found a way to industrialize deep learning tools and make them more accessible to businesses that are not tech companies at their core. It has built a no-code computer vision AI platform that doesn't require software developers or data scientists to be involved at every step of the process. Out of its base in Belgium, RoboVision already serves customers in 45 countries. Now, thanks to a recent sizable funding round, it's expanding to the U.S., banking on interest from industrial and agribusiness customers in the gigantic market. The Series A round of $42 million is being co-led by Belgian ag tech investor Astenor Ventures and Target Global. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Sean O'Kane, Tim DeChant, Aisha Malik, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you next week, same tech time, same Crunch channel, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.